Here's a dating profile written to turn heads.
I'm one of a kind. I perform well under pressure. I like to eat grass and chill in the mud.
Still interested? Well, here's more about this bachelor from wingman Richard Vine.
He's old, so he has all of the ailments that you would associate with elderly people, sort of arthritis in his back legs, and he's a little bit slower than a younger person would be, but he still has a healthy appetite.
Okay, Richard Vine is actually CEO of Old Pagetta Conservancy, and the eligible bachelor he's describing is a 43-year-old northern white rhino named Sudan, the last known male northern white rhino in the world due to a long history of human mismanagement and poaching.
Old Pagetta Conservancy is located in Kenya. It protects Sudan along with the last two female northern whites. The last three rhinos were brought together in 2008 to start a breeding program to save the species, but the effort didn't work. And now Sudan, the exclusive bachelor rhino, is old.
In human terms, probably 95 years old, so he's incapable of normal breeding.
Since Sudan can't breed normally, Old Pagetta is turning to in vitro fertilization technology.
It's common in humans, it's common in other species of domestic livestock, such as cattle, but it's never been done in rhinos. So we estimate that we need something in the region of $9 to $10 million.
Vine admits this is expensive, so this is where that dating profile comes in. Old Pagetta Conservancy teamed up with the dating app Tinder.
Tinder users can find Sudan the Rhino's profile, swipe right, and donate to the breeding efforts.
In the overall scheme of things, to save a species from becoming completely extinct, especially an iconic charismatic species like a rhino, in our minds, is money well spent.
If the in vitro fertilization is successful, Vine says this could also help scientists save other endangered species.
Mr. Rhino, look what grows. Two big horns on the tip of your nose.